The following episode of The Listening Room originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Wednesday, June 17th, 2026 at 10 a.m.
Northbound 35 through the Iron Hills under infidel skies. It's 200 miles to drive and you won't be home. And I saw an elsebound train on the overpass in the driving rain. Every ticket costs the same for where you can go. Mustang horses, champagne glasses, anything frail, anything wild. It's the price of living motion. What's beautiful is broken, and grace is just the measure of a fall. I rolled into your town, past the smokestacks and the ore docks down off of Maine. The sky spun around with the diamonds on fire, and we fought all night, and then we danced in your kitchen. You were as much in my hand. It's water or darkness or nothing could ever be held. Mustang horses, champagne glasses, anything frail, anything wild. It's the price of living motion. What's beautiful is broken, and grace is just the measure of a fall. It's just flashes that we own. It's little snapshots made of breath and of bone. And out on the darkling plain alone, they light up the sky. And it's 51 and driving south. Ain't it funny how things will turn out? I never even kissed you on the mouth when we said goodbye. Mustang horses, champagne glasses, anything frail, anything wild. Price of living motion. What's beautiful is broken, and grace is just the measure of a fall.
Hey, it's The Listening Room with Loren. Thank you guys for tuning in. We are on KGVM Bozeman 95.9. We have a special guest once again. We're so excited, but this time he's a Bozeman local, Ben Hoffman. Ben Busalaki. Thank you so much for being here. We're so excited to have you.
Oh, thanks, Loren. I'm so happy to be here.
It's great. I feel like you've been trying to get on. You've been talking to me and helping me in a way with this radio show for a while. So I'm really, really excited that you're here because I think you've given me a lot of confidence to keep having people on.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the radio is like so fun. It's more fun with friends. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. This has definitely brought my Wednesday mornings to another level, I would say. It was fun hanging out in here just playing music, but now I get to chat and listen to the amazing songwriters.
Yeah. And then everybody else gets to listen to us talk too.
Yeah. Everybody else, everyone that listens.
Yeah. We love you, everybody. Wherever you are.
Do you want to introduce yourself real quick?
Yeah, totally. My name is Ben Busalaki. I have been in Bozeman for a while now. I think we were talking with another friend of mine, Xander Chavanis. I think this is my 11th summer in Bozeman. I live here full time, but.
11th summer, wow.
Yeah. And then I played in a bunch of different bands in Bozeman over the years, and I just got back from Austin recording a debut record for a new project that I'm working on. The name is TBD, but we're figuring that out Friday. So we got two more days. We've got some stuff. I'd hate to spoil it. But yeah, we'll release that soon. And so I got 10 songs in Austin. And as we're done with that, yeah, it'll be out. Probably we're looking at like a mid-September release.
Okay.
So
pretty soon.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time. You know, we still have to. I'd love to show you some stuff, but we still have main vocals to do and some overdubs and things. So the music is not quite done, but then right from there, it'll go to mixing and then mastering.
And you recorded with the band down there?
Yeah. A friend of mine owns a studio in Austin called Fifth Street Studios, and I met him. His name is Ryan Joseph. He goes by Ronjo V. That's his singer-songwriter name.
Cool name.
But we met at a songwriting retreat in the desert in Texas, and he was like, oh, man, you got to come record. You got to come record. And finally, I was just like, yeah, I'm not doing anything at the end of May. What are you doing? And he's like, well, recording with you. So we went down there and recorded. And he's got a great – it's funny because the owner of the studio is Ryan, Ronjo V. And the engineer at the studio is also Ryan. So we've been saying owner Ryan and engineer Ryan. But we worked with engineer Ryan while owner Ryan was in Boulder. And it was great. And we had a bunch of great musicians on there. They were all session musicians from Austin. They all played in their other, you know, separate bands as well, too. And it's always like scary working with session musicians because you never know what you're going to get. Sometimes it's like people who've just been doing it so long that they're just not
adapting to what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
is a session musician just somebody who comes into the room that you pay to just be a stand-in, basically?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So you can hire as many session musicians as you want. It's like, oh, we need fiddle, so call a fiddle player, session musician. And
kind of like one, are you worried that it can be like a one size fits all kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, and also they just, you know, like over time you just play and play and play and it's just another gig instead of like, you know, this is like a debut for me.
Right. They're not taking it like they're not looking at it as an important thing. Like
yeah,
you are.
Where they're doing it every single day.
Right.
You know, and that's just the grind, right? And it's the same thing with playing live. It's like, is every single gig that you play live the most important gig you've ever played? In some ways, yes, because it's the next one to the next one, you know?
Right.
But in some ways, it's like, gosh, I've been doing this every day for a week now. You know, like I'm tired. I don't know, like what's going to, you know? It's always like, I guess what I'm saying is it's like always the unknown. You never know like what's going to happen. But everybody showed up and everybody was like, hey, man, we came because we really liked the songs and we really are down to sit and work through them. And, you know, because how we ran the session was the session musician showed up. I shook their hands and they're like, great, let's dig into the charts.
Cool.
And I'm like, what was your name again?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, great, let's dig into the music. And so
yeah.
We started digging into the music. And then, I mean, we were doing like, we were doing a song every 2 hours, which is pretty crazy. So it'd be like 30 minutes of working through it, 30 minutes of like playing it once or twice, and then like an hour of just like two or three takes.
That's hard because
Super hard.
A musician, you have to be like, okay, I'm happy with this. Let's move on.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the hard part is looking at your work in a really short amount of time and being like, yep, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And you weren't, yeah, you weren't even there for that long, and you put down 10 songs.
Yeah, we were there for 3 days, and that we got 10 songs.
That's wild. I'm glad it worked out, and
yeah.
And I'm super excited to hear it. Are you going to play any of the songs that are on there?
Yeah, definitely. I you wanted sad songs. I was thinking, like, well, I was thinking, like, I do write sad songs, but I have this, like, melancholy, I guess. I guess...
I used the wrong word. Okay.
No, I love...
I was trying to tell you to bring, like, your songs that you like just stripped down to you and a guitar.
Sure.
Because that's all we have right now, and that's kind of what this show is supposed to be highlighting. But, I mean, it doesn't have to be sad.
Yeah.
You know, I like a range, and I like more than anything for you to just play what you want to play and what you like to play.
For sure. No, that was a good prompt to be like, bring the sad songs, because I was like, oh man,
be vulnerable.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and make me cry. So I did bring some, and I'm excited to show you.
You want
to
ease into one right now?
Yeah, let's do it. I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna talk for just a second longer while I detune my guitar.
Yeah, of course. We can kind of talk about your stage name a little bit, because we were just having that conversation. I think Ben Buslaki is a great stage name. But you're saying you don't want to put that on your record.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, do you know Vincent Neil Emerson?
Yeah.
Vincent Neil Emerson has a whole song called Letters on the Marquee.
Yeah, I know. I love that song. It's actually one of the only songs I still listen to by him.
Yeah, and like another favorite artist.
Oh, you're wearing
of mine.
A shirt right now.
Yeah.
I just noticed.
Yeah. At this point, I only have band t-shirts in my arsenal. yeah, like, for those who don't know that song, the whole chorus is I forget the exact, but
it's like his name doesn't fit on the marquee.
His name doesn't fit on the marquee. Yeah, and they couldn't spell it right.
Mm-hmm.
And in Jackson, there's one of my favorite artists. His name's Gregory Allen Isakov.
Yeah, love him too.
It's Gregory, and they put two G's on his name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I got two C's. I've got two A's in my last name. I've got an H-I.
Totally.
I like,
yeah,
I've got
and
two
I,
N's in my first name.
I like, think that's the venue's bad, honestly, because I've seen that go down with like names that aren't even hard. Like,
totally.
I don't know if you know our good friend Branson Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
He plays at the Tune Up all the time.
Yeah.
And not like love the Tune Up, but they just said like Brandon Anderson.
Yeah.
You know, and it just happens. And I think that there needs to be more care maybe from the venue.
Totally.
But you know, you should honor your name. And I get that that's like, you do have a complex name. But it is so cool to say.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the double B's.
Yeah, it is good. I think we are, again, I don't want to give it away too much, but I learned how to sing because I worked in the mountains, in the Sawtooth Mountains, and there's
love
a town halfway in between where I grew up and where I worked in the Sawtooths.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Pocatello, Idaho, southern Idaho.
Yeah.
And so I drive through the desert, and there's a town, and I just really love that town.
Was it Stanley?
No, but I do love Stanley. Stanley's the, like, opposite. So, like, you go past, like, I worked in the Stanley Valley, in the Sawtooth Valley.
So in between Pocatello and Stanley, kind of?
Mm-hmm.
What town was it?
It's called Arco. It was the first town lit by nuclear power. I would always, that desert is so flat, and I would listen to album after album after album, and I would sing the album, and that's how I learned how to sing. And then I used that to like write songs. So I did that because I worked up there for years as a teenager. And so got my license at 14, which is kind of crazy for Idaho.
Yeah, crazy for anywhere.
Yeah, I know. And so I would just drive 4.5 hours all the way to the Sawtooth Valley, and I'd listen to album after album after album and just sing it all the way.
Can you name some of those albums?
Emotionalism by the Avett Brothers was always really fun.
Okay.
The it's called The Weatherman by Gregory Alan Isaacoff. Mm-hmm. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Take Care by Drake.
You're talking to the right person. Yeah. I used to be a really, really big Drake fan.
Oh,
like when I was like 13.
I could probably still rap like all those songs.
Yep.
If I thought
me
about
too.
It.
Underground it, Kings, I like took pride in like knowing all the words to that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And
there's something fun about being that age and just getting into rap music, even though Drake is like pseudo rap music.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, yeah, anyways, so I used to sing those songs, and I think that kind of like seeped into my soul a little bit. I like a lot of different types of music, but those are like always some, you know, there was like 10 albums that I'd listen to, and those are always the ones that I go back to. Like when everything else is going wrong, I can listen to that and be like, that is like a cornerstone for
me. Yeah, it kind of grounds you.
Yeah,
totally. So. That's what's cool about music, especially music you grow up with or music you really put to a time in your life, is you can always kind of go back to that. That will always be there for you to use to kind of come back to a place of home.
Mm-hmm. And a friend of ours, Tyler John Kraling.
Shout out.
It's
been shouted out on every episode so far.
Yeah, hell yeah. Him and I were talking and like we were talking about how like releasing music today is a lot different than how like our heroes used to release music. And something cool about those songs is that they'll never change. Like once they recorded those songs and released those songs, they're never changing. There is like live versions out there and things.
Yeah.
But a lot of those people didn't really ever put out.
They're not doing like the remastered stuff.
Or just like the demo version or the like, now they're starting to do it. Like this year, last year, you know, now they're starting to put that stuff out. But there's kind of this like nuance to like going to the show mm-hmm. and seeing them play, like you said, stripped down, like mm-hmm. the sad version. You know?
That's what I look for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so cool. I mean, that's the coolest part about music is how transcendental it gets, you know, how different it all is, but it's still the same exact thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a plate is not a pot, but it's all clay, you know?
And right. Like, you can take a song and put a band to it and make it a different song, and then you could strip it down. It's still mm-hmm. the same song, but it has different lives.
Yeah. Actually, that's a great segue into this song that I'm going to play.
Cool.
It's called Queen of the Broken Hearts. I wrote it as like sometimes I do songwriting exercises and sometimes I don't. Sometimes they just come to me and like lightning bolt hits me in the head and it just happens. And then sometimes I have to like really, you know, hammer it out. And this was one that I hammered out a little bit more. But the words came really quickly. And it was fun thinking about, I guess what I was thinking about was I drew this like stick figure and I was like, that's it. That's the person. That's who it is. And I wrote the whole song about that stick figure. When I did the just, you know, like imagining, like not answering all the questions, but like doing that. But how I always imagined this song was just an acoustic guitar and an electric guitar doubled in just one vocal. And then when we went down to Austin, the piano player was like, yeah, I think this was the one that I practiced the most. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, you're not playing on it. And he's like, okay, well, I'd love to try. And I was like, okay, let's try it. And the drummer was like, yeah, I've got some great ideas. And I was like, oh, definitely no. Like,
yeah, you're like,
we're not
this
doing
is
drums.
Not the plan.
Yeah. And then the drummer sat down and like, that's kind of the like release of like all this, you know.
Did you end up using them?
Oh, yeah. And I think it was like one of my favorite songs that we recorded.
So cool.
Yeah.
But that's good on you for going with the flow and being like, you know what, this is what's coming to me in this moment. These people want to be on this song. They like this song.
Yeah.
You know, and letting that happen rather than being like, no, you're not on it.
And it served the music way better than like what was in my head,
right.
You know? Yeah. But here's the version of this song as composed, I guess you could say. But I, you know, now it's like got this whole new, anyways.
Fly
Gliding down the power line, gliding across the 25. Ruby can't make Santa Fe, though she'll try and try and try. Satellites and stars were shining, streetlight silhouettes, a gas floor engine symphony with a red light cigarette. Though she's never been to London or even to Madrid, she's got Spanish boots of leather, tunnel on paisley in the wind. Left the old hometown under garnet gleaming stars, that damn California coastline tugging on her heart. Through crack lips, rose hips, lipstick, $5 whiskey breath wishes, I'm never coming back to this gas station town. I'll follow the stars, watch the wheel go round. By her first name, you don't know her that well. She could drown in bitter tears, put a bold heart up for sale. There's something to be said about sleeping sound again, but all the wild horses, no coyotes, don't have friends. Hips, lipstick, $5 whiskey breath wishes, I'm never coming back to this gas station town. I'll follow the stars, watch the wheel go round. Bottle soda lime shades, tell me why she wasting away. Always gone before morning's revealed her leaving. Miss Ruby, the queen of the broken heart season. Miss Ruby, the queen of the broken heart season.
Wow, Ben, that was really, really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, those lyrics were incredible. Thanks. I can't believe that came from drawing a stick figure.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, you just, I don't know, I guess it's like all the lines in between. A big theme of this album that we were talking about, like in the studio, some of the session musicians had like really complex questions, you know, like, what's it about? What's this or that? What's this? And I was like, well, I think if you answer all those questions as a songwriter, then you like, don't leave room for the imagination.
Yeah,
and
totally.
That's like, I guess like I drew that stick figure and was like, man, if I answer all these questions, then, because I thought about like, what's her hair like? What's her,
yeah, then you
like?
Have to start answering those questions for yourself, and maybe the song came from not knowing.
Yeah.
And just being able to imagine it.
Yeah, yeah. At least that's how I personally feel.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, that's not a tried and true like,
no, I think it's true for a lot of songs, though. I mean, I'm sure there are some songs where it's like, yeah, this is certainly about this, and then other songs are more ambiguous.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful voice. Like,
thank
now,
you.
I'm seeing a little Jeffrey Vocal inspiration now a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? That was man, I totally forgot about that. That was like, that song specifically was a direct correlation to
that record yeah
we just listened to.
I should have actually explained what we were listening to. We played Northbound 35 by Jeffrey Vocal to ease into the show. Ben had asked me to play it. He's a big fan. I'm pretty sure Jeffrey Foucault's local, is he not?
He's from New England.
Oh.
But he comes out here all the time. His drummer used to live in, his name is Billy Conway. He used to live in Clyde Park, between Wilson and Clyde Park. And so he's out here all the time playing.
Yeah, I saw him at Red Ants Pants a couple of years ago.
He's like the staple of Red Ants Pants, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I thought he was from here. But shout out New England, that's awesome.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Loren's got the Rhode Island plates.
Yeah, I do. We pulled up to Tyler's show last night in Gardner, and the bartender was from Massachusetts, and he saw my plates.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
There are a lot of New Englanders there. But yeah, that song really, really sat with me. I'm going to have to hear it again, so I can't wait for it to be on the record, but also would love a version of what you just played.
Well, you've got it now.
Yeah, yeah, sure. It'll be online. Do you want to... Are you really into these songs that you're putting out, or are you kind of like, what does your song library look like?
I have like hundreds and hundreds of songs that like I've gone through. So like, you know, 1 week it's like the greatest song I've ever written, and then in like 2 weeks I've written the next greatest song I've ever written, and then in two more weeks I've written the next greatest song I've ever written. And so it's like, it's always this vicious cycle where sometimes I like come back to them. But I think that there's a distinct, like, there's an amount of songs that for some reason have just stood the test of time in my head. And that's what matters to me the most, is like, it's not like a physical or like a by somebody else's opinion, I guess. It's just songs that I think resonate with me the most and I feel like I can play the best.
And are those on this record, or is this a new set of 10 songs that you just wrote for this album?
You know... I think that there's some on here that are very old. And actually, you know what? One of the songs on this album, I told the engineer, I was like, yep, we're not going to do... Because what the whole album, we didn't do a click track to. So it was all live and in the room. So whatever we got in the moment, that's all we have. So it's really cool because like a lot of music today is recorded to a click track, which means like a metronome. So you hear this just in your headphones the whole time and you play to that.
I don't know that I would like that.
Yeah. And it, you know, it can make everything very tight. So like if somebody comes in, like say you did drums first, then the bass player can come in and play. Then the guitar player can come, then this and that. Then, you know, like it can be done in pieces.
Yeah.
Where I was very adamant that I just wanted it all to be done like in the moment.
Yeah.
And get what we get. And that's kind of like another release of like the creative control, you know, and just letting it be what it is.
Yeah, letting it flow, have it be more like a live set.
Yeah, but there's this one song that I wrote, like maybe I think in like 2015, 16, around there.
10 years old.
Yeah, that I was always like, oh, I'm going to put this one on like the debut record. But I've released other records before. It's just never made it on that. So it's
Do you want to play it?
I can.
I would love to hear it.
I don't know if I can sing it very well. I woke up this morning and I had this like gravelly in my
voice. That's the thing about this show. It's too early. I need a different slot. None of the songwriters can like sing at this hour.
Yeah,
but it sounds great. I love the little graininess.
Yeah. This one's... So we decided, I was adamant with the engineer, and he was so excited to try it. But I was like, yeah, this one is going to be... So usually what you would do is you'd mic your vocals, and then you'd put guitar mics, like a couple guitar mics, and get the whole sound. And I was like, nope, we're not going to do that. We're going to set up a bunch of microphones just in a room, and we're going to turn them all, we're going to crank them all up. Like I'm sitting in a chair playing it in my living room. Like I don't want... to go crazy. I don't want to get the best capture. I want to get like the best of what I can do in this moment. And of course we went out drinking that night before because we had finished the album and this was going to be the last song that I was going to do. And we stayed out till 4 a.m. and we had to be in the studio at 9 a.m. And I got there and I was like, oh no, I don't know if we can do this. And I got in there and I think I got exactly what I wanted to.
Yeah, you know, like, sometimes drinking the night before makes for the best, you know, it brings your energy to a point of, I don't know, excitement sometimes in the morning.
Yeah.
Like you have adrenaline, like you're ready to go.
Totally, totally. And well, I was definitely the worst for wear out of everybody, but it was fun. But it was just me in the room with a guitar, and And we had five or six microphones just cranked, absolutely cranked. So all you can really hear is just this ksh, and then you hear.
So cool.
You know.
I love that in a production.
Yeah. So anyways, this one's called, it's called Genevieve. I wrote it a long time ago. Oh, I have to, sorry, preface this too. I talk too much.
No, but, you don't. You're good. this is a talk show.
I was sitting in my room and I had all these records on my wall at this old place that I lived in when I was in college. And there's a Donovan record on the wall. And I thought that it said, like, it had the song list on the front. And I thought that it said Genevieve. And I was like, that's a really great name. Like, I love that name. And so I wrote the whole song. And then I went up there to, like, look at the song list. And it said Guinevere. And I was like, oh, well.
Guess we're going with
Genevieve. Guess we're going with Genevieve.
Cool.
But, yeah, this one's.
On the windowsill, if rain should come, bring me comfort still, for I cannot do it on my own. I've seen daisies lately and some like you, from the windows I've been looking through, out of every flower you're always in bloom. And why that is, I've gotta know. The more I think, the more it grows, that feeling follows me all the way home. Genevieve, you've been on my mind. Genevieve, you've been on my mind. Pray under shooting stars that when we come to face our faults, the love will guide our hands and stay our hearts. I heard the wind, she stole your clothes, the ones you'd hung, the ones you'd owned. Well, I'd miss those pretty colors you got on. With days gone by, I'd marked them down as we dream on this side of town. Hold me, and the valley's here to stay. Genevieve, you've been on my mind. Genevieve, you've been on my mind.
Yeah, you wrote that 10 years ago?
I think so, somewhere around there.
How old were you?
20, 20, oh. Somewhere around there.
Wow, that's great.
Almost 30.
Isn't it cool that song's being released today, or in a couple months, and you wrote it 10 years ago, and, you know, it's still with you? Like,
yeah.
That must be so cool as a songwriter to have that. It's like a external piece of you that you can carry with you and kind of keep creating for 10 years.
Totally.
Do you play it live ever?
No, never.
Never.
It's just, I don't know. Like I guess we could be a little bit more personal, but you know this like more, especially like hanging out with Tyler and Colin and Jacob and all those guys, like some rooms just don't lend themselves to songs like that.
I know, but I think it's cool when you still play them.
Totally. And there's like, I would do it for you. You know what I mean? Like metaphorically and like literally, I would do it for you, but like it's...
For the listening room.
Yeah. It's for the listening room for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just hard because to get that like motivation to be like, to pull that out of the back pocket totally. When you're like maybe trying to keep the energy high and then you're like, oh, here's like a very personal one.
Right. And you're not really like the gigs that you're playing are more, they're bigger, right? For bands, bigger rooms, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever play solo with just acoustic?
Yeah. Yeah. All the time.
Like the tune up?
Yeah. Tune up or like, you know, around like from Gardner to Livingston, Big Sky.
So you do the circuit.
Yeah. In Idaho.
When are your upcoming shows?
You know, I couldn't tell you because I don't know. I don't know my schedule until like a week ahead of time.
I got you.
But what that's not true. It's in my calendar.
Yeah.
I just don't look at it.
Okay. Because I feel like I've only seen you at the tune-up, and I would like to catch more of your shows around, you know, do you ever play at, like, The Barn, the 1986?
No, but I need to talk to her to...
Patty?
Yeah, because Patty told me, she said, yeah, just let me know.
That's a great venue, and yeah. I love going out there for shows. So,
I think one thing that I've, like, you know, when I would play solo, I had all these bands that I was playing in, so, like, scratched the itch of, like, playing by myself, but... I think now what I'm trying to do is make that more into a thing to play solo. And so I think I'm going to take it a little bit more seriously now. And not that I wasn't taking it seriously before, but I mean...
You're going to make it your focus.
Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. I had been working this production gig, working for this girl where I was writing her music and producing her album for the last 10 months.
Heard about that.
Yeah. And it went great. And I was just listening to one of the songs that got, it's in its final process. And it was nice to hear. I'm like, oh man, it's getting through the finish line. That's always it.
Yeah.
A lot of music, people don't know, but a lot of music doesn't get to the finish line, you know?
Yeah.
Like I have hundreds of songs that I've written.
Oh, I've seen it with my friends that are, you know, in your position.
Yeah.
It's like... Tyler will start a song and then I'll be like, what happened to that song you started? Yeah. Like, I've never heard it again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so it's great to hear something that gets through the finish line. It's rare to,
And it's cool that you have your toes dipped in so much different music. Like, you worked on this project with this girl. You mm-hmm. have solo stuff. You have band stuff. Like, mm-hmm. it must be really nice to kind of always have those different outlets if you don't always want to be playing, like, you know, one thing. You have all that to go to.
Yeah. And I think... you know, I wouldn't say I'm the most technically talented musician, but I think what because I have a lot of different inspirations and different ideas, I think that can be very helpful for other musicians, you know, in working with their own projects. And so that's like the producer mindset where you hear somebody else's music and you go, oh, you know, what if you tried this or what if you did this, you know? Mm-hmm. And so... That's something I also really like to do is to produce and record.
Do you feel like you want to take that out of like living in Bozeman for as long as you have? Do you stay here because it's a good place to do music? Or do you think that you could do the production stuff somewhere? Like, do you ever think about going to Nashville?
Not Nashville. I was actually just talking about this the other day. I would move to Seattle or Austin, mm-hmm. but I don't think that I would be any further than I am now here, you know, like I think
you've
that
hit the ceiling kind of,
not necessarily, but you know, there's so many more opportunities in big cities like that. But I just think that, you know, a lot of my friends that live in the city still play here in Bozeman, and a lot of my friends that live in Bozeman still get to go play in the city. And I get to do that too. You know, like, I unless I'm forced to move for a specific reason where it's like, yeah, that the music is going to take me to Austin mm-hmm. or the music. Like, I wouldn't move there to like...
To try to start something
yeah.
that you didn't already have a lead on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because, I mean, I can already pretty much do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's always like a catch-22. It's always like in hindsight, or the grass is always greener kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
But...
You have mountains here.
Yeah, we do. And we have beautiful people.
Yeah. Do you want to play us another one? And then I'm going to get a little add-in for the station. Thanks for listening, guys. KGVM Bozeman 95.9. This is Ben Busalaki on The Listening Room.
This next song is called Old California.
Out on the road of old California, lost 2 days alone. The half moon devoured the gathering dusk, left just enough road to run the hell out of San Francisco. Take mortal code, how craven and wild, the damage I've done without even trying. A dove in the morning flies south for good reason. Me, I've been flying right out of this season. Oh, that is holy, oh, that is hallowed, leaving the highway alone. Medicine wheel, dream that is running, an old El Dorado, the soul. Waging a war, the cards are against me, demanding my heart won't hide from the score. No other devil would gamble a blue flame, no other lover could take me from my name. Oh, that is holy, oh, that is hallowed, leaving the highway alone. Medicine wheel, a dream that is running, an old El Dorado, the salt and the chrome. Two picket crosses, three plastic flowers, the mountains that witness the loss. It's painfully quiet, the rain unbelonging, in old California, the gold is all. Crosses, three plastic flowers, in old California, the gold is all gone.
KGVM is thankful for the support of Country Bookshelf, Bozeman's locally owned independent bookstore since 1957. Country Bookshelf at 28 West Main Street in downtown Bozeman offers a wide selection of books as well as special events like author readings, book clubs, reading challenges, and the popular Country Bookshelf staff picks. Country Bookshelf is open 7 days a week, and there's more information online at countrybookshelf.com.
Old California. That was such a good metaphor. Did you, well, I mean, or just a good way to interpret California. Mm. Like, I really like the plastic flowered thing. Mm. Did you write that in California?
No, I wrote that on my way to Texas. I wrote it. That song was another exercise song that I did. I would have to show you. It's hard to explain, but what I did was I cut out a bunch of phrases and words from like old romance novels, poetry books, like science novels, like really weird stuff, and like old books, like the yellow paper kind of books. And I collected all these phrases, and I just put them all together in a phrase that I really like stanzas that I really liked. And I got like four stanzas, I think, like four paragraphs. And then it didn't really make a ton of sense. So after that, I took it and I drafted it. So I wrote it into something that made sense to me. And then I took that draft and threw that away, threw the first draft away, wrote a second draft that was even closer to what I was thinking.
Did you use the stanzas for the second draft?
It was the same thing. So it like all went. So like the first, the cutout that I glued together on a piece of paper became the first draft.
Yeah.
And then I took the first draft, didn't look at the stanzas again, and then it became the second draft.
Okay.
And then I didn't look at the first draft, and then it became the third draft.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was writing this out, this girl, her name's Ellen O'Meara. And she lives in south of Austin. And she was like, oh my gosh, I got through. I had like started writing out what would become the final first verse, second verse, and then the start to the chorus. But I thought it was like maybe the third verse. And she's like, oh my gosh, we have to finish this. And I was like, oh, hello. Good to see you.
Yeah.
You know, and I was a little bit apprehensive because co-writing can be hard sometimes.
Oh, I imagine.
Yeah. But she was like, no, I see the vision. I see what you got going here. And she was looking through my drafts and she's like, this is amazing. And so she let me kind of like follow my train of thought, and she would offer, you know, great help to me. So she helped me finish the chorus, the third verse, and then the second chorus, which is like the two plastic flowers.
Yeah.
And she did, two picket crosses. And then she goes, oh, three plastic flowers. And I was like, well, yeah. And
so good.
The mountains that witnessed the loss. And so we wrote it together, and it's, hopefully it's also going to be on this album, but she, I'm hoping to get her, she has three kids, so it's always hard for her to leave, but I'm hoping to get her on it to do the harmonies. Cause it's a 100% like duo song.
Mm.
Really looking forward to that. She doesn't know that I'm going to call her yet, but she remembers the song. We had a really great time. Once we were done with it, we were like, wow, it's amazing.
It's really impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think your process is so intriguing. I mean, you just have so many songs, obviously, because you have so many years under your belt, but you have such an interesting way of writing. Like, some of them sounds like they just write you, and then others you're putting in that exercise and doing it that way. What is your go-to, would you say, if you hit a writer's block, do you have a method that you resort to?
Totally. I just go. I wish I could come up with some good words, maybe a good melody, come up with a lick, see what comes next.
Just start talking.
Yeah. Just work it out.
Yeah.
Actually, I could play you a song that I wrote in 5 minutes. Okay. It's 4 minute and 30, I think it's 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Perfect.
But
we have 10 minutes left.
Great. I could play two songs then.
Okay.
I was sitting there and I was banging my head against the wall because I couldn't get this one song written. And I don't know if I even finished that song. And I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm not going to do it. And I just went like this and I went. I was like, yeah.
Rolled into town on a one-trick pony. I'd be a liar if I say she don't know me. Smiling through her teeth, full of sin. That pony gave me a grin. With sagebrush whistled a song to the prairie daisies and the sweet rosemary, baking in a western summer sun. Lit a fire inside everyone. Walking around like you own the place. What's a bag of dirt with a mouthful of hate? She coiled up like a rattlesnake's disease. Baby, don't you put me down on my knees. Whiskey's flowing straight like the water. Another storm and it'll wash over. And hopefully with me in my pain. These days I'd pray for that kind of rain. There's hope between her and the water side. If it sink or swim, I think I'd rather fly. Hope is like a whistle in the wind. Then I'd fall back in her arms again. Cause weakness only shows in strong men. Hope my weakness don't define who I am. Trading the heat for the winter's best. And the truth is what I convalesce. Man, lock away what should have been addressed. I must admit I'd miss her summer dress. There's something in the way she moves. And the birds and the bees and the buzzards do hover like they're waiting for the fall. I wish I'd had the answers to it all. There's hope between her and the water side. If it sink or swim, I think I'd rather fly. Hope is like a whistle in the wind. Then I'd fall back in her arms again. This weakness only shows in strong men. Hope my weakness don't define who I am. This hope her in the water side. If it sink or swim, well, I think I'd rather fly. Hope is like a whistle in the wind. Then I'd fall back in her arms again. Oh, weakness only shows in strong men. Hope my weakness don't define who I am.
And it just came out just like that.
Wow. That was a 5 minute, that took 5 minutes to write?
Pretty much. Damn. Yeah, I got through all the way through the first four verses just like that. And then the chorus, I just sat for 2 seconds and was like, hope.
Yeah.
It's between her and the water side. And it just stopped fighting it.
That's a really, yeah, that's a really fun one.
Thanks.
I want to hear that live, like at Pine Creek.
Mm. Totally.
Yeah. Well, you said you wanted to play one more, and I don't want you to not. So we have 6 minutes left if you want to get that in quick, and then
sure,
we can chat after with our last couple minutes.
Sure. Let's do it. Conflicted.
On a high note.
Would you like to hear a song I wrote about New York, or would you like to hear a song I wrote about girls in different area codes? Or would you like to hear a song I wrote about pine trees?
Pine Tree sounds intriguing, but the Knicks just won, so let's do New York.
Sure.
I can't keep calling like I do. I need to find a room where I can lay my head at night. Escape the city lights, go out on my own. I need to be alone, and that's alright, I'll be okay. Prancing down the pavement, passing payphones. My chain's still back at home, but I'd know who to call if a quarter seemed to fall into my hand. Well, it's hard to know someone as well as I do, to take the time we spent, try to spend it all again and save some room for all the rest. I've been writing all my thoughts down in a notebook. There's some stuff that's pretty good. I could be a poet and share the words with everyone I meet. I bet nobody'd take the time to read them, to really try to feel them, no, to reach down in your heart and spring. Oh well, oh well. It's not why anybody writes. Instead, it takes a little time to better understand the love we share. If anybody cared, if anybody cared, I'd write for you.
As soon as you started whistling, I was like, yes, I picked the right one.
Nice.
I'm sure they're all great, but I love a whistle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Thanks.
Did you spend some time in New York?
I actually wrote that song before I spent time in New York. I wrote it about somebody that was in New York at the time, and I was like, man, I wonder what it would be like to be in New York. I've never been. Yeah. And I have been now.
Yeah.
After I wrote that song. But
do you feel like it stands true?
Yeah. 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 I mean, there's no payphones anymore, but I knew that going into it.
Yeah.
But, the whistling was like what I imagined the pigeons being mm-hmm. like flying around and
totally.
Being all whimsical. And
yeah, it's like a sunny day in New York.
Yeah.
Real quick, because we only have like a couple seconds, I just wanted to recap. This is Ben Buzalaki on the Listening Room, KGVM Bozeman. Thank you so much for coming, Ben. This was so fun.
Oh, thank you, Loren.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to, I mean, your album's coming out in September, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
You said you don't know when your next show is, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to kind of shout out?
Just thanks for all the time we spent talking. Great questions. And thank you, KGVM. Thanks for supporting local musicians and traveling musicians as well. I hope everybody has a great day.
Yeah. You too. Happy Wednesday, guys. Thank you so much.
Ever wonder what song is playing on KGVM? Visit www.spintron.com/KGVM for playlist information, now playing, and chat with the DJ on air. Once again, visit www.spintron.com/KGVM for playlist information.